You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Australia records 13 COVID-19 deaths in the last 24 hours. Health and hospital workers to strike in New South Wales. And in sport, Iga Swiatek defeats Naomi Osaka in the Miami Open final. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunila Mosty. Australia has recorded 13 COVID-19 related deaths in the last 24 hours. In New South Wales, 16,807 coronavirus cases have been documented, whilst hospital patient numbers have risen by 53 to 1,355. The number of COVID-19 patients in intensive care is now 50, an increase of 3 compared to yesterday. In Victoria, 9,008 infections have been reported and 2 deaths. The coronavirus patients in hospital rose by 1 to a total of 307. There are 18 people in intensive care in Victoria. That's 3 more than the previous day. It comes as the national vaccine rollout enters the next stage tomorrow, with a fourth dose available to certain groups. The groups will include those 65 or older, Indigenous Australians aged at least 50, disability care residents, and the immunocompromised. Thousands of health and hospital workers across ambulance, cleaning, allied health, admin, security, catering and wards will walk off the job this Thursday to demand a pay rise in New South Wales, as opposed to a pay cut that is being offered by the state government. Despite repeated attempts by the Health Services Union to open up the state's hospital wards and begin bargaining for productivity-based pay rises, health and hospital workers say they have been left with no alternative. Everything is going up except their pay, they say. The most recent quarterly figures showed inflation running at 3.5%, with economists tipping it will hit 5% within months. Under the New South Wales wages cap, public sector pay increases cannot legally exceed 2.5%. A former rival of Prime Minister Scott Morrison has accused him of using racism and vilification to win pre-selection to enter federal parliament. Michael Toke has told Nine newspapers he stands by what he said in a 2016 statutory declaration. It's claimed that Mr Morrison told Liberal Party pre-selectors in his southern Sydney electorate of Cook in 2007 that they should not pick Mr Toke as the party's candidate because he was from a Lebanese family and rumours he was a Muslim. Mr Morrison went on to win pre-selection in the seat, starting his federal political career. Departing Liberal Party Senator Concetta Vieira-Vanti-Wells referenced the claims in a speech in the Senate last week. Mr Morrison denies the claims. Poland's Iga Swiatek will take over the world number one ranking in women's tennis in style, after keeping a remarkable winning run intact with a 6-4, 6-love win over Japan's Naomi Osaka in the Miami Open final. The Polish second seed, who will take over the top spot next week by replacing Ash Barty, who's retired, did not drop a set in Miami and has now won 17 consecutive matches dating back to her championship run at the Qatar Open in February. The 20-year-old Swiatek becomes only the fourth woman to win the Indian Wells and Miami tournaments back-to-back, a feat known as the Sunshine Double, given the tournament's respective locations in California and Florida. And now look at today's weather. Perth, showers, a possible storm and a top of 28 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and a top of 24 degrees. Melbourne, showers and 19. Hobart, a late shower or two and 18 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two and a top of 19 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 24. Sydney, sunny and 26. Newcastle, sunny and 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny and 29. Cairns, mostly sunny and 31. And Darwin, partly cloudy and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Sunila Mosty. This is SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.